Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey everybody, this is Zach and Laura. You're listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. Thank you. Today's episode's a little bit different. We're taking a little bit of a break from the traditional sort of discussing cases kind of show and doing instead an update on what we're reading. Both of us are pretty avid readers, and we also are diverse in our taste. And we want to let you know what's on our nightstands, and also we want to hear what's on yours. So hopefully some of these books will spark your interest, and we would love to hear from you about any books that you think we ought to have on our list. Stick around.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm just really curious. It is the middle of summer right now. We are recording this, and it is literally the middle of July, and you are in a hoodie sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's what depressed people wear.
All right.
They wear hoodies.
Wait, hold on. What does it say? It says Chucks.
Chuck's Hop Shop.
Hop Shop? Chuck's Hop Shop. Is that that bike guy?
No. That's the land of 1,000 beers. Chuck's Hop Shop is the land of 1,000 beers.
You know, I would actually enjoy a good beer with you these days. We haven't done that.
They have a whole bunch of beer. They have like a dog friendly little area, and then they sell ice cream.
And oh, I got it. Hop Shop now. Hop.
It's always like
IPA.
Yeah, it's always at the, it's always crowded. It's pretty cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
I took it off because I'm not feeling depressed. So I can now this is my t-shirt.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Merry as can be.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something that I'm so excited about. And I just, before you and I hopped on to do the podcast, I just got off the phone with what I call my wealth manager. Because I think it sounds really fancy to say wealth, but he's just our money guy. That's what I call him. So I just got off the phone with him. I took action very quickly on something that I had learned in a book. So I was listening to a podcast. The podcast had this gentleman on who wrote a book called The Latte Factor. Have you heard about The Latte Factor?
No.
It's a pretty easy concept. The concept, and I think we all know this, is that you go to Starbucks, you go to your local coffee shop, and you buy a latte or a coffee once a day, whenever it might be. Or maybe you're like in a habit where you stop off and you buy a lottery ticket, or maybe you smoke cigarettes. And whatever it is, it's that there are these habits that we get into that cost money on a daily basis. And if we were to take all of that money and instead funnel it toward investing, you would end up being a millionaire in a matter of 40 years. So I'm listening to this audiobook while I'm walking my dog and enjoying my week off. And I finished it all in one day, which was pretty cool. And I immediately sent an email to my wealth manager, my money guy. And doesn't it make me sound so pretentious? I love it. I love to call
it my wealth
manager.
It's unusual that you sound pretentious.
That's so odd. You would think that I was just like incredibly humble and down to earth. So I sent him an email and I said, I want to set up a separate secret account. And I laugh at this because I'm a couples therapist and I'm sending an email to our joint wealth manager and saying, I want to set up a secret account where I directly deposit funds once a week from my work account into this account. And so he calls me and he said, let's chat this through just for a moment, right? He's kind of like poking around trying to figure it out. And the idea behind it is that Ryan takes ownership of the finances, which I think you've told me that too. You get really kind of like into the details of finances. I am very busy on the day-to-day paying the bills, making sure that car payments are made. But my husband has the long-term vision. He's the one who's saying, this stock's not performing. Let's switch it out. Let's do this. So I've kind of gotten the boot and I miss that part of being single, of being in charge of the long-term vision and plan. And I decided I'm going to take back the night. I'm going to establish, that's definitely not the right context at all. But I am establishing my own account. And funny enough, I'm actually, Ryan will be joint on this account as well. And it's not actually a secret from Ryan. It's a secret from my son, Holden. And the goal is to put $150 a week into this account. Now, let me just drop some numbers on you just for a second for people who are listening. So $150 a week ends up being $600 a month. And for some people, that could be a car payment. For me, the way that I mentally think about it is that it's one session a week because this is my work account. So I see clients, I charge $150 for a 50-minute session. Cat's out of the bag, secret's out. I'm basically prioritizing and saying I want to take 1 hour of my time a week and contribute it to my son. And in 40 years with compound interest, one session a week will end up being over $2.5 million. Does this blow your mind? So when my son turns 40 years old, I am going to have an account and it is going to say Mama's special honey pot for Holden. And it's just going to go to Holden and it's going to be like $2.5 million. And somebody, my running partner yesterday said, well, it's going to be worth like 500,000 in 40 years, but good on you. I was like, whatever. It's money. But I'm really excited to be able to do that. And I think it's important for women in particular, because I know that with the clients that I'm seeing, this is a very common scenario that happens, is that finances sort of get taken away. For whatever reason, one person manages them, the other person is trusting that they're managing it. And I think it, as women, we need to be able to have an account that we watch grow, that we contribute to. And maybe it's our account, maybe it's for our children, but man, I am so stoked. That was my rant. And now I will breathe.
Now you will let me talk. Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel so powerful. I feel really on fire about it. So the book is The Latte Factor. And it was 4 hours to listen to on audio. It took me 2 hours because I had listened to my audiobooks on 2-point speed.
Yeah.
But I'm really stoked about it. And I hope that all the women that are listening, I don't care about you men, but all the women, I want you to listen to The Latte Factor and figure out how you can take action on it. Because I literally sent an email and just got off the phone and accounts are established. Transfers are in the works.
That's pretty cool.
On fire today.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Now, Zach, what thoughts do you have?
It reminds me of this this thing that Mindy Kaling said on her sitcom one time where she was like, yeah, I read it in a book I listened to. She was talking about something that she learned. She goes, yeah, I read it in a book that I listened to. And it was like,
yeah,
there you go.
Well, I mean,
you have a thing though, right? You usually have a paper book, a Kindle book or an audio book and a Kindle book going at the same time.
Yeah. It helps me to, and they're usually very different. Like I can't carry two fictions at the same time, but I can have a personal development book and I can have, I don't know if there's that many different genres. There's a personal development book usually going, which would be The Latte Factor. But the thing I like about that one is that it's written, as a story. So you're learning as you're listening to it, kind of like that book that you're telling me about marriage. Like, you learn about rules of marriage and how to communicate and all of these things, but it's told through the lens of a story,
a fictional
story. Yeah. What is the name of that book, by the way? Because that's what we're doing today is we're giving recommendations.
It's called The Course of Love by Alain de Botton. Okay, but incidentally, it's not actually my favorite novel or anyway about marriage. My favorite one is a book called, and I think I might have mentioned this once before, it's a book called Mr. Peanut by Adam Ross.
I've never heard that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Mr. Peanut. I probably read it once every 3 years or so.
And it's a book about marriage?
Well, it's a book about a couple and their relationship. And then he really is writing a book about marriage. And there are so many kind of wonderful turns of phrase and sort of insights into the way people operate and their kind of mentality that I really dig it. In fact, I'm probably due to read it real soon. I may do that. But yeah, Mr. Peanut by Adam Ross. I am reading a book right now, though. It's called My Lovely Wife. Happens to be about marriage. But in this case, the lovely wife and the husband are serial killers. So that's like what they do together.
That's awesome.
They have a thing. We always talk about how couples ought to have a thing. Their thing is they like hunt down people and murder them.
So next time somebody is like, hey, it's really nice to meet you and Ryan. So like, what's your story? I'm like, just run of the mill serial killers. No big deal.
They have two children. In the book. Yeah. Sometimes when we're on vacation, we just identify someone and decide that we're going to seduce and murder them. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, is there seduction in that too?
Yeah. Apparently there's a big twist in it because I'm part of this, book group online.
Book group. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of the popular books that's floating around our group. Our group is pretty cool. It's like almost like bingo, right? Where there's a list that comes out at the top of the year and it's like, you have to read a book about a serial killer. You have to read a book with a female protagonist over 60. You need to read a book written by an expat. You need to read a book, a graphic novel that's illustrated and written by the same person. Like there's all these different like quirky categories that expose me to books that I wouldn't otherwise read.
I love that. Yeah. I just joined an online, because I decided now I'm a reader. It's like my thing. And I'm a runner and I'm a pianist. I'm I'm a chef. There's a lot of things. I'm moving the needle on a lot of different hobbies this year. And I'm so proud of myself. It's been really cool.
You guys, I don't know if this made the last recording or not, because we've lost a few of them for technical issues. But one recent podcast, Laura started it out by saying, I was just spending the day reflecting on how awesome I am. And I was like, really? Where are you?
I was. I'm really proud of myself. This has been an incredible year of growth.
And that was right after I got out of therapy.
Yeah.
That was right after I got out of therapy. And I was like, well, I just spent the last hour and a half reflecting on how miserable I am. So
what a piece of shit I am today. No, I do. I think that humility, there's a time and a place, but I also think that sometimes we have to lead by action, and there's so many things that can go through and stories we can tell ourselves about what a piece of shit we are. And I would rather be the person that is saying, gosh, you know what? I'm so great. Do you want to hear about all the ways that I'm incredible? I would rather be that person than be thinking, sometimes you have to fake it to make it. Like if you're not feeling so great, you have to reflect on the things that are going well. And I'm just telling you, there's a lot of things going well in my life.
There, unlike that character from Saturday Night Live, Rachel Dratch plays
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Olly.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Debbie Downer, and she just constantly and it's like wah, wah.
What if there was an easy way to achieve connection without having to do a ton of work? And what if you could make just a few small changes that helped you feel more alive, awake, and aware? Well, we're convinced that there is, and that you can, because we have worked with hundreds of couples. We've pored over reams of research. We've even experienced change in our own marriages. And time again, if we have learned anything, it's this. You do not have to stay stuck. That is why we created Marriage in Motion. It's a video series for couples, 16 videos with corresponding activity sheets, because we want for you to take the information and the research that we have pored over and put it into action in your own relationship. Marriage for Motion is available now. Go to forbetter.us, and for less than $300, you get the entire video series for a lifetime. We also have a guarantee that if you don't experience small changes in your relationship that have a big impact, we'll give you your money back. Check it out at forbetter.us. We'd love for you to try the Marriage in Motion video series for couples.
Okay, so we're recommending books today. That's what we're doing?
Yes.
But so we've got three in the can, right?
Mr. Peanut, The Course of Love. What was the one about the murderous couple?
My Lovely Wife.
My Lovely Wife.
Those are all novels with marriages at the centerpiece.
Yes. And then I mentioned a book that was
The Latte Factor.
And that's a short read, and one particularly for women that I'd love for them to read. I'm going to recommend a fiction book, which I don't tend to read a ton of fiction, but I have been doing it more because I kind of feel like summer, you're by the pool. It's hard to focus on these personal development books. So I'm going to follow a cool story. I just joined a Facebook group, and it's for women only, and everybody's talking. It's all a buzz about Where the Crawdads Sing. And it seems to me like everybody's like, oh yeah, yeah, I totally read that last summer. I just heard about it, but I read it. I listened to it, let's be honest. And it was great. It was actually a really lovely story. I enjoyed it. So I'm going to recommend Where the Crawdads Sing as a fiction. What else do you have? What else is a favorite book of yours?
I'm always wondering like what you're reading for work. Cause I pick up a bunch of different like kind of workbooks all the time, but the one I'm reading for work right now is called The Path Between Us. And the author's name is Susan Stabile, and it's, I'm kind of an Enneagram junkie. And if you don't know what the Enneagram is, you should learn about the Enneagram, but I use it a lot in my practice to help make sense of what is going on for couples at kind of their core personality level. And Susan Stabile kind of, is writing about, how some of these personality types interact with each other. And I think it's really helpful to have some context. I always think that context matters, and it doesn't even really sort of matter what the context is. This one just happens to be excellent, the Enneagram. But even if you took like a BuzzFeed quiz.
Do not cut this. Please leave it. There will be no editing of this. Continue.
Even if you took a BuzzFeed quiz about which Game of Thrones character you are, it would still be context for your, like how you interact, like for how you can make sense of how you and your partner interact. So, but again, it's the book that I'm reading for work right now. It's called The Path Between Us.
That's awesome. I think sometimes I have to take a break from relationships. It's hard for me to be so dug in on, I would much rather learn about my practice and my craft as a couples therapist from a live workshop, interactive workshop, and learn from someone from their mouth. Than to read a book. So it's a little, I don't find myself although there is one book, my background. So you went to school originally, your undergrad was teaching. Is that correct? And, literature?
English and education.
I'm so glad we're friends. Cause as you know, English and we are not always friends. It's not my strongest language. We'll just say that. But my background was sociology, and I did a lot of understanding and learning about human beings through research studies. And I love that this, it kind of came full circle. There was a gal that I used to ride, a girl I used to ride the bus with when I was young. And at some point we would talk about sex a lot, almost as if it fascinated us, because I was a virgin at the time and very virginal. And we would talk about sex as like a fascination. And everybody would say, teaser, your mom's a sex therapist, yada, yada. So flash forward about 20 years, and now I'm deeply interested in sociology, and I attend someone who I highly regard as an expert in the field of sociology and relationships, and her name's Pepper Schwartz. And I attend a lecture of hers at the University of Washington. I'm sitting there, and there's this girl that I used to ride the bus with, and she's sitting in the front row. And I ask her, are you studying sociology? And she said, no, I just came to support my mom. Boom. Her mom is Pepper Schwartz. And yes. I had like a flashback. So anyway, Pepper Schwartz, she actually has a show that is called Married at First Sight. She's one of, I believe, four experts on this show. And the concept is the very first time they're meeting each other, these two people, they're getting married and they're committed. And then it's sort of working backwards on the relationship. Now that you're committed, how do you make a relationship work? So she wrote a book and did a bunch of research, and the book is called The Normal Bar. And the reason why I love this book is because it's all about statistically what's normal. So I think oftentimes we have couples and they think, gosh, you know what? My husband watches porn. That's so out of this world. And how dare he watch porn? But then you read The Normal Bar and you realize, look, not only is your husband in the norm, but women actually watch a lot of porn as well. And here's a cross. Huh. I know it's a shocker, yeah. Right? Women watch porn. No. But culturally across the board, this book has all sorts of statistics. Like, how often are people having sex? How much porn are they watching? How often are people, having a conversation? How many people watch or have dinner with the television on? How often are people on social media? So it's fascinating. The Normal Bar, that was my plug for it. It's Pepper Schwartz is one of the authors. And now you know the connection between Pepper Schwartz and my elementary, middle school bus riding partner. I just love that story because it came full circle. It was really fun. Okay, so I gave fiction, I gave personal development, I gave a marriage book or something about relationships. Do you happen to have something else, another recommendation?
I tell you what, there are three books that I never lend out, and I'm going to tell you about one of them. And it's...
Oh, can't wait.
It's
on the edge of my seat.
It's called The Gift, and it's poetry by Hafiz, who is a Sufi poet, Hafiz. And I'm going to make a promise right now. If you or anyone listening buys this book, and you put it near somebody somewhere close, and you are feeling sad, and you open up to any page, you will find a remedy for feeling sad.
Is this like chicken soup for the adult?
No, it's yeah, kind of, I guess, but it's all pretty similar. Mm-hmm. And you have to read maybe several of them to really get a feel for who he is. But I just think that he is this kind of wizard with words and notions. And there's always this kind of embedded sort of higher power figure. It's not necessarily God or something. In fact, sometimes it's Hafiz himself, like the higher power, but it's just kind of this.
That's how I feel about myself. Laura, the higher power.
Sometimes it's, sometimes it's just this giant sort of appeal to self-love and self-care and self-respect. And so that's my pitch for the gift. And no, you may not borrow it.
I will not ask to borrow it. But if my birthday, by the way, is coming up, Zach, July 24th.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Maybe what I'll do is I'll promise to come to your party and then I just won't. And I'll get you a present that I'm so excited to give you. And then I just won't give it to you.
So I bought this shirt for Zach. I bought it. I had it delivered to my girlfriend's house in Washington. And it said, what is the title of it? What does it say?
Something about dad jokes. Yeah.
Whatever. It's a dad joke shirt. By the way, we need a dad joke for today. Uh-oh. And I showed Zach a picture, an image of the shirt. And I said, you know what? I'm too lazy to go ship it to you. So maybe I'll just like order it again on Amazon and have it shipped to your house. Gosh, clearly you are important to me because I'm willing to take all that time out to go on Amazon and order it again.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. Sorry for missing your party. I had a very legitimate
excuse. Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah. But, okay. So, Mr. Yep. Peanut, The Course of Love, My Lovely Wife, The Path Between Us, The Gift, The Normal Bar, Where the Crawdads Sing, and there was one more. The Latte Factor. We just gave you your summer reading list. Can I tell you my secret? I do not buy books. I go online to my local library, and most libraries, you can go and you can put like a wait list. So I just, every time I hear these things, I have a list on my phone of books that I want to read, and I will go in and I'll add them to my queue. And usually I have to wait 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks for a lot of really good books to come out. But it's always, it's like a fun surprise when I get a notification. It says, your book is now ready to be read. And it's some book that somebody told me about months ago and I had put it in my queue. So that's my secret to keeping things
right
fun.
On. I want to say one more thing because last fall we reviewed a book that we had not read. It's called We've Had This Fight Before, and it was recommended to me by a client. And I kind of poo-pooed it because all I knew about it was what she told me about it. And I think that wasn't fair. And the reason it wasn't fair is because I read it finally, and it's really good. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. It's she has taken, I'm going to find her name here in a second, but she has.
Why don't we interview her? Why don't we bring her on the podcast?
Let's do it.
And have her. Let's have her talk about the book.
Yeah, I'm into it. She's a professor here in town in Seattle. So I'll see if I can track her down.
Yeah. That would be really fun. Have her come sit in your office with you. You will have to wear something other than sweatshirt.
I'm not wearing a sweatshirt. I'm wearing a t-shirt.
You did have a sweatshirt.
I'm Chuck Sopchow. Okay. All right. Good. So that's fun. Go happy reading.
I hope all of you, you know, it would be really fun. Oh, here's what I want. The way that we have created community around, because both of us enjoy reading, is that we have found people online. We found book clubs or whatever. But I would love for you listeners to send us your recommendations. If you have read a book of any genre that you enjoy, but specifically, I mean, if you've read something like We've Had This Fight Before or The Path Between Us or whatever it might be that is interesting and it pertains to relationships, awesome. Actually, you know what? Any book that you recommend, send us an email. I will listen to it. I'll read it. info@forbetter.us. And then I'll compile a list and I'll send it out to all of our listeners of books that you have recommended that you've enjoyed. So we'll create a little community around here because we are not the end all be all when it comes to good books because I have not read any of the books that you recommended, right, Zach. Okay, that's it. Adios.
Okay, bye.
Happy reading. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I know that not everybody shares our passion of reading, but one of the ways that you can help to enhance your relationship through reading is by choosing a book that you and your partner can both read. This is a way of enhancing and increasing what we call intellectual intimacy. It's the sharing of ideas. When you are interesting, you're interested in something. So let me say that again. When you are interesting to your partner, you are interested in something. So choose a book that you're interested on. Maybe it's on the Iditarod. Maybe you are interested in global warming. Maybe you're interested in how to make socks out of old recycled plastic. I don't care what it is, but find a book that interests you and read it and then share your thoughts with your partner. It's a way to take your conversation to the next level so that you're not having the same old conversation over and over and over again. So, send me an email, info@forbetter.us. Let me know what you're reading so that I can share it with the rest of our listeners. More importantly, thanks for all of your time and attention that you're putting, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.